Imagine how amazing it would be to open up that first issue. I'll never have anything approaching the level of a sense of wonder that those first kids that opened up Action Number One had way back in the day.
Yeah.
Batman is a fascinating character because he's so driven. Not the dude puts on, you know, the outfit with funny ears and the cape and goes beats crap out of criminals. It's his thought process that's behind it. First Superman is wonderful. It's a really great origin story. If you like the comics, I think part two appeals to you even more because, you know, he's fighting superpowered villains. I know as kids, we were always fascinated by Wolverine's adamantium claws, but it was just the idea of having a weapon so handy all the time, never having to reach for it, just, you know, snap. The dude's blind, but all his other senses are heightened. So right then and there, you're like, this is one of the most implausible comic book characters on the planet. Blind guy flipping off roofs and whatnot, dressed like he's dressed. But Miller brought this really wonderful humanity to it, and the humanity came from this place of Daredevil being so flawed, just being kind of broken. The den-like atmosphere of most comic book stories is straight out of comics. It's very Batcave-like. It's a kind of self-defense mechanism. We walk into a comic book store and it's kind of dark and dingy because they don't want outsiders coming in and being like, what's this? This is silly.
But making a good superhero movie is tougher than it looks.
You know, I've seen Batman, I've seen Superman, Spider-Man, and I've seen Daredevil. Those movies are all wonderful on one level or another, but what they're missing is the characters' ability to internalize on a page where you can read their thoughts and what's going through their mind. You went from easily being able to sell a million comic books to where the top selling book in this industry to retailers is 150,000, 160,000.